being in lockdown.
Look, there's so much of this virus that we think we understand, that we think we can predict, that's just beyond a little bit beyond our explanation. What we do know is that the more careful people are, the more they mask and social distance, and the quicker we vaccinate, the quicker it goes away and the less it spreads.
DeSantis saying in a recent interview that Florida focused on lifting people up during the pandemic, but lockdown states are putting people out of business. Atlanta's Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has a message for NBA fans. Stay away from her city. The Atlanta mayor urging fans not to visit the city around the time of the NBA All-Star Game festivities. The NBA recently announcing that the annual Best of the Best game will be played at State Farm Arena on March 7th. The event is expected to be closed off from the general public. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's a dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patch of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night, Saturday, with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers, the highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And we successfully made it through Mardi Gras season. How about that, Mike?
Yep, made it through Mardi Gras and the Icepocalypse 2021.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it helped yesterday to have cocktails all day long.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That
and not have to stray too far from the house.
No.
So, pretty excited about our guest tonight. It's been a while since she's been on the show. It's been, probably 4 months or so. So, without any further ado, Lex Lindell, how are you doing tonight?
You, BJ.
So, did you have a good Mardi Gras?
I did. I stayed in my pajamas and drank sparkling cider, so pretty exciting.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
I know.
Wild Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I did not have sparkling cider. I had the real stuff.
Wow.
And I'm feeling it today too. So I feel like yesterday was Mardi Gras.
I know.
So you work with the Big Easy Animal Rescue, who we were big supporters of here on the show, and so tell us tell everyone a little bit about what's happening and what everyone can do to help.
Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me on, BJ. I really appreciate it. Y'all have been amazing to us, and I'm so glad to be popping in to say hello again. And I hope your sweet Echo is good. He's such a cute boy.
Yes.
Yes. So we have a lot going on right now. We closed out 2020 by doing 600 adoptions. So last year is actually our best year for adoptions ever. I'm sure being at home a lot made people want a fuzzy friend to hang out with. Yeah. And we're coming into this year with a lot of dogs and kittens that need homes right now. So right now we have, I think, about 6 kittens in our Marini shop, and we have some really cute dogs. We have a pit bull named Cinnamon, and she's wonderful. She was abandoned, and she's a current foster of ours. She's a sweet, sweet girl. And we also have a little dog named Bowie. He has 2 different colored eyes. He's about a year old and as sweet as could be. So that's who's on our docket today, if anybody listening is looking. But we have a lot going on right now. This Saturday, we have a sidewalk sale. We have our wellness clinic coming up next month on the 12th, I believe. It's the second Saturday of every month. And on top of that, we are actually doing a lot of fundraising right now because we ended up a little bit behind on our rent. With COVID and everything, we had to shut down for a while. And so with all of our adoptions and with all of the animals that came in from abandonment cases, a lot of people just didn't have the funds, I think, to take care of their animals. We ended up with a lot of little guys who needed a lot of attention. So right now we're doing a big push to ask people to come out and just support us. We don't want any handouts or anything, but if you would pick us to pick up dog food, dog treats, cat toys, cat food, we would so appreciate the business because it would really help us keep our doors open.
I agree. No reason not to to go out and support this wonderful animal rescue. And, of course, you know, I don't think anybody would turn down if they did, you know, want to throw some cash your way either. So,
aw, thank you.
But yeah, you know, I didn't really ever realize it until this year, but, from everybody, and I don't know if it was you and I having the conversation or if I was having it with someone else, but this time of year, it's really important for the animal rescues because people, unfortunately, they'll give animals as gifts for the holidays. Yeah. And, for whatever reason, if we could talk uncensored, I would say what I thought of these people, but I won't. But that they just go and dump the pets, and yeah, you know how awful that is.
I will say to anyone listening, we are always so grateful for people that bring them in straight to us. No judgment ever, not a bad word. Just please, if you can't take care of your animal, bring them to a rescue's door. Don't leave them to fend for themselves. It's really cold outside, first of all, and second of all, it's really confusing to animals. We've had in a lot of dogs and cats right now who are elderly, sick, or people just don't want them anymore because they have their Christmas puppies. And it's always very sad to see. So we always really appreciate it when you bring them straight to us. We take in small breed dogs, small to medium, and cats. So if you or anyone you know needs a place to put an animal in need that you can't take care of, you can bring them to us. But please do bring them to our doorstep because it has been heartbreaking to see all of the dumped animals this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just from seeing your Facebook posts, I think you must have some type of magnet or something because you find more animals than anybody I think I know.
I know. It's so funny. I had lizards in my house yesterday that showed up on my doorstep, and I was worried they were cold, so I brought them inside. I have 2 cats in my bathroom right now that don't belong to me that I'm keeping in touch because it's cold to, like, find their people.
It's been, I don't know what it is, but I think sometimes they just know. And they're like, she's going to help me. She's crazy.
Well, you even found it, didn't you? You found a snake not too long ago, too, on Chop.
So far.
Wow.
Yeah, I've had two. Yeah, one of them was from one of the hotels downtown. I think it belonged to a Hurricane Laura evacuee. And then the second one fell out of a tree on Chop of Doulas, and somebody brought it over to my house. But, yeah. Always something.
Well, I wanted to thank you for all the good work that you do and everybody over at Big Easy Animal Rescue. And real quick before we go, let everyone know where they can find you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having us on. We're at 513 Dumaine Street and 839 Spain Street in the quarter. And we're on Facebook. We have a very inactive Instagram, but it's still cute and you can look it up. And on top of that, you can look at BigEasyAnimalRescue.org and contact us from there if you have any questions. Thank you so much, BJ. You're the best.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for everything you do. So don't forget, everybody, go support the animal rescue this Saturday with the sidewalk sale. And we're going to step away for a minute, and we'll be back with more after this.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 AM.
Join me, Tracy Napolitano, and my co-host, Barbara Hirsch Napolitano, as we talk about everything bourbon on It's Always Better with Bourbon on WGSO 990 AM, Friday from 5 to 6.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and on streaming live on the brand new WGSO.com website. Make sure you head over there and check it out. check out our 75 for 75 campaign that we're doing this year for raising money now that we're a not-for-profit station. All the money that we raise will go to upgrades and the upkeep of our of WGSO. So you can find out more information. Just head on over to WGSO.com. So, Mike, I didn't watch the game last night. I probably could have had it on, and I wouldn't have. I wouldn't even have known. But of course my internet is fuzzing out right now. And so the Pels won last night. They played Memphis. They won. Actually, I think they scored the most points they had all season. They won 144 to 113.
That's not a bad way to win a game.
No.
Is there any defense being played?
I don't think so.
That's a whole lot of points.
Well, and more importantly, Zion made NBA history last night. For his first 50 career games, he's the first player in the shot clock era to average 23 points a game and more than 60% shooting through those first 50 career games. And some of the other things too is that he's the youngest player to he also extended his league best tally of 5 games before the age of 21 with 30 or more points and or more than shooting better than 75% from the field also. And the thing that's really interesting about this is that recently, and since the Pels have been playing better and they've had more success, a lot of it has to do with Zion. And it's such a novel idea that Stan Van Gundy's came up with of getting the ball in his hands more. Isn't that something?
Isn't that weird? That's odd that you would do that.
Right. You know, your number one draft pick and one of the better players in the league. Huh. Yeah. Give him the ball. That's something.
I know. That's like saying you should give the quarterback the ball in football.
Well, you know, it really is. That is it is a novel approach, isn't it? One that probably is going to help them out. Now, where they do need to step up, though, is they're ranked 29th in the league in defense, giving up 114 points a game, which is odd considering that Stan Van Gundy said at the beginning of the season that they're going to be a defensive-minded team, so... Now I guess we're just going to go with the philosophy of just try to outscore them.
Yeah, score more than anybody else, and we'll win the game.
I think 100% of the time it works every time.
You think?
I think so.
I've heard different before.
Yep.
I may be wrong on that.
But. Yep. As long as you score more points than they do, you'll win the game. That's the truth.
Yet another novel idea.
Right.
Just score more than the other guys.
Well, it's really, to be honest, what they're doing with Williamson is kind of interesting because he's not, certainly not the prototypical point guard, not at 6'6 and 282, I think is what he weighs. But he does handle the ball well, and he can finish and he can get to the basket just as good as anybody in the league, really. So, he is a bit of an anomaly when it comes to that. But... I don't know. Like I feel like Lonzo's playing a lot better now. You don't really hear as much about him getting traded, so that's good. But we've beat on this drum over and over and over again about JJ Redick, and I don't see him sticking around after this year for sure. And I don't even think he'll be on the team by the time the trade deadline happens next month. But the only issue is, like we've talked before, is he's played so poorly this year, you're not going to get that much value out of him, in return for him, which is sad. And, I hope that they're not going with the idea of getting more draft picks, because I feel like we have enough of those.
I was just thinking that. I was like, you either trade him for somebody that's basically his equivalent, or you get yet another draft pick. We've got enough draft picks. We could have a whole new team every year for the next 5 years.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll have to see how it unfolds. But the Pels are going to take on the Blazers tonight at 8:00, and I thought about going tonight, but you know, it kind of sounds just as much fun to watch it from home and be in my PJs, and you know, maybe have some snacks or something like that. But
and if USA Today is correct, not really the game you want to go to anyway. They're predicting the Trailblazers 126, the Pels 121. So it'd be assuming that's correct, it'd be a competitive game, but it's always better to go when they win. So.
Yeah, well, and Damon Lillard is. I wouldn't mind seeing him. He plays for the Blazers. He's, you know, he's one of the better players in the league, and that's probably why the Blazers are picked to beat the Pels. But you know, I'm gonna have to make my way over there because if you look on if you go on StubHub and SeatGeek and stuff like that, their tickets are actually pretty reasonable. Even though they're only allowing 1,400 people or something like that.
Yeah, I was looking on Google earlier, and I was looking at the schedule, mm-hmm. and for the upcoming games, it would say this tickets for this game starting at $8 for this one $15. For some reason, playing the Spurs on, I want to say it's February 27th, mm-hmm. it said tickets starting at $231. Like, well, that's a huge jump. I think the highest one was $35.
Okay. Yeah. I looked yesterday for the tickets for tonight, and they started at $17. So I don't know why
So if anybody wants to go, you know, now's your chance to buy them.
And I don't know why it would be that much for the Spurs. I don't think the Spurs are playing that well at all. Let's see what the standings say.
It may have been just a fluke in Google's algorithm or something, because there's no reason to have that much, to charge that much against the Spurs.
Yeah. They're 16-11. They're the sixth-ranked team in the league. Pels are 11th with a record of 12-15.
Well, if the Spurs were number six and the Pels were number seven, I can maybe see it. But.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. I know, like, at the beginning of the season, tickets were outrageous like that. Like, they were a couple $100. I'm like, oh, no thanks. I can't justify spending $200 a ticket.
You can buy a whole lot of beer and snacks for $200.
Yes, you can. So. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just as good to watch the game on TV right now. And, you know, Sean and I had the conversation on air that if, you know, would you go if you could go? You know, I don't know. I would like to go, but that doesn't mean it's, exactly the best of ideas until you have a better grasp of what's really going on with people with COVID and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It'd be fun to go. It'd be fun to get out of the house doing something other than going to a grocery store. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's not fun to get sick. And then during the a lot of times you don't know that. A lot of people don't know they have it, so they're infecting everybody else. And I don't know if it's really worth it.
Yeah, I agree. But hopefully better days are around the corner, and we'll be able to go blow our money at sporting events and concerts and all the other fun stuff that we like to do here in New Orleans. So it won't be long, hopefully. So, all right, let's take a break and get some news, and we'll come back. And in case you weren't keeping score at home, it's first day of spring training. So we'll talk a little baseball whenever we get back. So we'll be back with more right after this. Drink a potion, baby, to erase you. Down in the boulevard, yet I couldn't face you. There ain't no use in crying, it doesn't change anything. So baby, what good does it do? WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote personal safety. From window and floor graphics to sneeze guards and branded face masks, we can help. Sir Speedy New Orleans, together we can do more. Find us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Due to overwhelming power usage, both Entergy Louisiana and SlimCo are asking customers to voluntarily reduce electricity usage between 5 and 10 p.m. this evening. They are asking customers to reduce their thermostats to 68 degrees, delay laundry, washing dishes, and bathing, and other non-essential uses of electricity. A 15-mile stretch along I-20 in East Bossier and Webster Parishes is closed after commercial vehicles jackknifed last night, causing approximately 45 motorists to be trapped. Jeff Palermo has more.
Trooper Brent Hardy says motorists were stuck on the interstate for 6 to 8 hours after two trucks jackknifed.
That led to about a 5-6 mile backup.
He says multiple first responder agencies were needed to evacuate the trapped motorists and get them home or to a local hotel. Hardy is urging people to stay off the roads and leave them open for first responders and essential personnel.
I would say that I've never seen travel conditions this bad before.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
LRN.
And with that, the Tigers are putting another point onto the scoreboard. The runner is coming around and he's heading to home plate. But wait, he's running to the newsstand to pick up the latest edition of Tiger Rag Magazine. I've never seen anything like it before.
Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Are you looking for the latest in LSU sports news?
Tiger Rag Magazine.
No worries. We've got you covered. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Check this out.
Get Tiger Rag in your rotation. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Tiger Rag.
Find it local newsstands, deliver to your mailbox, or flip the pages on TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Magazine covers all things LSU sports.
Wake up with a fresh dish of sports news direct to your email.
Tiger Rag Daily.
We've got all the LSU sports news you need.
Football,
basketball,
baseball,
volleyball, gymnastics, track. We've got it all.
Tiger Rag.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Valerie Armand. Join me for my new show, Mortal Musings, Thursdays at 7 p.m. I will be talking about the often avoided and sometimes uncomfortable topics of life, death, and everything in between. As the founder of Exiting Gracefully and an affiliate of Dying Your Way, I'm looking forward to sharing my experiences and getting your take on how we as a society can change the way we face our mortality one conversation at a time. So tune in Thursdays at 7 p.m. for Mortal Musings, exclusively on WGSO 990. 990 AM.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And like we talked about before the break, it's I guess it's baseball season now, huh?
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm extremely excited. I cannot wait for baseball to start.
Yeah, I really can't either, especially I'm looking forward to seeing Nolan Arenado in a Cardinal uniform. I think that's going to be pretty awesome. And I know what jersey I want to get from the Cardinals, so I think it's going to be him.
There you go.
So, pitchers, catchers reported today, and all kinds of stuff happening. So, some of the storylines to watch this during spring training is that this is according to MLB.com that this number one is it's a game of adjustments. So there's a new code of conduct that includes contact tracing devices and a quasi quarantine throughout spring training. Exhibition attendance will be limited and the access will be restricted. So I guess that means don't expect to go to the ballpark and get autographs.
Yeah. Well, and it all happens in Florida anyway. So if you just happen to be in Florida, you can go down there, but you probably won't get many autographs. So.
No, I don't think so. And there'll be no DH in the National League, which I'm ecstatic about.
Yeah.
Let's see. It says that Florida teams will play more of a regionalized schedule than in years past, and managers can agree to shorten exhibition games if nine innings are not deemed necessary. So, you know, I look for that to happen a lot more than probably people would think.
Yeah. And actually, speaking of the playing more regionalized games, I was looking at the Astros' spring training schedule. They're only playing four teams all throughout spring training. They're playing the Marlins, the Nationals, the Mets, and the Cards. And I think they're playing the Cardinals like seven times, something like that. So there'll be plenty of times to be able to watch them. And to all y'all out there that aren't either Astros or Cardinals fans, oh, well, you have to listen to it. You're listening to us, so you have to listen to it.
Right. You know, I was watching MLB Network this morning, and they were talking a lot about the pitchers and, you know, with last year being a shortened season and – are they going to put these guys on pitch counts? And I'm like, you know, these guys are getting paid a lot of money. And granted, I know you don't want your investment. You don't want the players to get hurt, but you know, come on, like it's just a normal, you know, as far as the games are concerned, it's a normal 162 game season. So what's the problem?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure the pitcher and the batter are more than 6 feet apart. So,
right, you know, I don't understand that the coddling of their pitchers and the way that there's so many pitchers now that are on pitch counts. It blows my mind. You know, and it doesn't seem to really help because if you're a starting pitcher, it's almost unheard of for a pitcher not to have Tommy John surgery anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying, you know, you should run them out there every day, but my goodness, you know, like at least take your every 5 day you take the ball when it's your time in the rotation. And with the way the bullpens are laid out now, I mean, if you get six innings out of a starting pitcher, that's something.
Yeah.
I mean, you got teams like the Rays who kind of do things backwards sometimes where they have it's like using a closer but they call, you know, it's a quote-unquote starter and then the next inning it's somebody else and the next inning it's someone else and you know I just that stuff I don't get at all.
Yeah, you have nine starters per game, or nine starters slash closers per game, I guess.
Let's see. And then some of the other items in here. Well, we talked about the injuries. Let's see here. And then there's too many arms is the number three thing. No team appears better equipped to handle the above than the Dodgers, who extend their already deep assemblage of arms with Trevor Bauer. And if the health does cooperate, the defending World Series champs are going to have some difficult decisions to make. Aww. That's isn't that unfortunate? You just have so many good starters that you just don't know how to – you don't know what to do.
Of course. Yeah, of course they're going to say that about the Dodgers, the team with the in the second largest market in the country.
Right. And then you got number four, new treasures along the Treasure Coast, and that we were just talking about, Nolan Arenado. And then you have Francisco Lindor, who was traded to the Mets, and they'll face each other six times also. So Cards, well, that's – well, we know 12 of the games the Cardinals will be playing. But, the thing is that when both of these two guys play each other, they're not going to be playing a full game. So it's, you know, a couple of bats, and it'll still be cool to see, though. I'm one of the few people that I actually enjoy watching spring training baseball, much for the same reason like we've talked about, like watching preseason football games, where most people don't like watching the preseason games. I do, and I know you do as well, because then you get to see players that, you know, some of those guys may not even end up on the team, but, you know, it's almost, you know, if people, for the reasons that people like college sports, I think that's why, that's about as close as I can get to enjoy, like, that, you know, like you see guys that are, they're working their butts off.
Season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're working their butts off. They're trying to get a roster spot. And I find it, you know, I find it enjoyable. And then some of the other storylines, you have Alex Cora. He is back at the helm with the Red Sox since he had his year in baseball exile. And
he couldn't get AJ Hinch back.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Nope. He was on the move, and he's now the skipper of the Detroit Tigers. So,
and one of the big things in Detroit now, since he's there, is Detroit going to get back Justin Verlander after this year? That's one of their big storylines that I've been seeing.
I think at this point in Verlander's career, I highly doubt he's going to go to a team that's rebuilding. I think he would be better served to stay right where he is in Houston. And then you also have Tony La Russa. He's out of retirement and at 76 years old, managing the Chicago White Sox. And then you've got some players that could be bouncing back from injuries. So you have Corey Kluber for the Yankees, who he pitched just one inning last year due to a shoulder issue. Jameson Taillon, who threw zero because of his recovery from Tommy John. And then you have you have Steven Strasburg. He'll be back this year after carpal tunnel surgery. He only pitched five innings last year. And then one of your guys, Yordan Alvarez, coming back from knee surgery. And then you have the Cardinals right-hander Miles Michaelis, forearm injury, and Mike Soroka from the Braves. He had an Achilles injury, and you know, that's something too that it's something to watch for with him, because I know when Adam Wainwright had that Achilles injury, it took a long time. It took more than a year for him to be, he was pitching, but he wasn't right.
Yeah, that's not something you want to mess with. Your Achilles, there's a reason we have the phrase Achilles heel.
And then you have Blue Jays reliever Kirby Yates. He'll be back from an elbow procedure. And then you have Trey Mancini, who missed last season while undergoing chemo for stage 3 colon cancer. He's been deemed ready to join the Orioles in Sarasota. So there's all kinds of things that you can watch for in spring training games. Who says it's boring? And then you always have all the prospects that'll be playing, and that's always exciting to watch too. And then you also have the possibility. There's still a lot of free agents left out there, and for whatever reason, mostly because they may be wanting more money than owners are willing to chill out right now. But only thing it takes is an injury, and then these guys will be back in the bigs with no problem. So.
Oh, yeah. And it's easy to say, well, we didn't make much money last year, and so I don't want to give a big contract. But like you said, somebody gets hurt, and that's it. You got to shell out the money.
That's right. So there you go. There's some 8 storylines to watch for spring training. So now you can you got something to keep you occupied now that carnival season's over with. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back. And it's time for the Karen of the Week. So we'll be back with more.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Your attitude toward the Bible is your attitude toward Christ. In other words, if you say, I delight in the Lord, and you never open this book, you're just fooling yourself. Because where do you learn about the Lord? You learn about him in this book, don't you?
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, Making Sense of It All, next time on Turning Point.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And so the Karen of the Week. Mike, did you get an opportunity to watch the video?
Yes, I did, and it was interesting.
It really was. She was a real pain in the butt. I mean, that's about as best as I could put it. And I mean, we go through this almost every week. Like, yes. You know, it's up to the business's discretion on whether or not that they want people to wear masks. And if they say that you have to wear a mask when you go in there, guess what you got to do?
Yeah, you got to wear a mask.
It's a privately owned business, and yeah, they may serve the public, but they still make their own rules. And you know, and there's something else that that I found interesting. Let's just go ahead and let's listen to it, and we'll talk about it afterwards. So here we go.
Store policy, they can't ask you to leave.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is it a law? What's the federal law that prevents me from wearing a mask, face mask? Federal law.
Not federal.
Okay,
state
so
law.
You don't know.
State
don't
order.
Know the law, right?
State order.
No. The law, because I'm going to get your badge number,
34.
And I'm going to sue you as well.
Okay.
So what is the federal law?
She sounds like she's wine drunk, by the way.
For any reason.
I was thinking the same
thing.
That prevents
me from
wearing a face mask. How many boxes of wine?
They don't have to
boxes
your service.
Of wine.
Do they serve the public? Do I pose any threat medically or physically?
They don't know that.
Okay, so you don't know that. So I am being
a business can refuse your service.
Because why?
For any reason they want.
Because I pose what kind of threat?
They have a policy
here. Just a public nuisance.
Is it a federal law?
They're following the state mandate.
It's not mandate.
Do you have an idea? Yes, it is a federal
mandate and a law, two different things.
This is private property.
No. Do they serve the public?
What do you need, an ID?
Yes.
Do you have your ID, please?
No. I'm not giving you my ID.
Okay. Who's then? You got to come with us.
No.
Yes? We're going to talk.
No.
Don't touch me.
Relax.
Right.
You can keep recording all you want, but we're going to put it in your purse. Do you want to put cuffs on or not?
Don't touch my phone. I'm relaxed. Come on, let's walk out.
Right?
Let's walk out.
Oh, gee.
Ooh. No.
Stop resisting.
Oh, no, there's no resisting. Yeah,
you are pulling away from us.
Oh,
that is
no,
resisting.
I'm not.
You are trying to get free.
Oh,
that is resisting.
No. Oh, I can't wait to see your ass.
Okay.
I can't wait to see your ass. Oh, I can't wait to
right.
see your ass.
I don't want to provide. ID.
Oh, trust and believe, honey.
ID.
No. Because
okay, well, don't then.
No, because yeah. I didn't commit any.
It's not your store. It's their store.
They can kick it out.
Hold on. Do they provide service
to the public?
That doesn't
matter.
Give me my cell phone.
Miss, stop pulling away from us.
No. Give me my cell phone.
Pulling away from us is resisting.
No. Give me my cell phone. Give me
everything's
my
being recorded.
Cell phone. No.
Everything's being recorded.
Give me my cell phone.
Miss, everything's being recorded.
Give me my cell phone.
Put your hands
right.
behind your back.
Oh, God. You're a fork fun, aren't you, Miss?
I want. Just put your hands behind your back.
Oh, my God.
Let go of your purse.
Oh, no. Where's my cell phone?
We've got it.
All right, where's my cell phone?
I have your cell phone.
I want my cell phone.
You'll get it all done. Thank you.
Give me my cell phone now. My cell phone
right.
now. Oh, I can't wait to sue them.
You
guys. Oh, absolutely. I know
you're the one.
Where's
in the
my cell phone? Where's my cell phone? Cell phone!
Help!
Where's my cell phone?
I have your cell phone.
I want it now. In my persons.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
Dicks.
No, you're the one being there.
Legit! Oh! Illegal search!
I'm not.
Yeah, they're trying to get her purse off of her. Because despite what she thinks, she can't wear your purse to jail.
Sir.
Cannot miss.
Illegal search!
Can't have your purse on you in the back seat here.
Oh my God. Where's my cell phone?
We have it. Everything's being recorded. Everything's being recorded.
I want my cell phone now. I want my cell phone now.
I'm putting this in your purse.
I want my cell phone now.
She got this thing wrapped around her.
I want my cell phone. Now. I want my cell phone now.
What is? I wonder what she wants.
I'm not sure. I've been wondering that whole video.
You are so in trouble.
I'm not. Trust me.
You are so in trouble.
I'm not. You are.
You are.
Don't fight with us. I'm going to take your phone.
Oh, I wasn't fighting with it.
Where is that thing?
Yeah, the whole place seen it.
Oh, dude. You are so in trouble.
I'm not worried.
Oh, okay. That?
Okay.
I want my cell phone now.
Don't put some, there you go.
I set the record for the most times of saying now in a different way.
I probably, yeah.
All right, then give me my purse.
No, your purse is sitting over there. Put your hands behind your back.
Put your hand back behind your back.
God.
There you go.
You guys are in so much trouble.
Watch this.
No, that's not mine. That's not mine. Oh, hell no.
She's trying to say they're putting a different cell phone.
Right.
I want to see it. You go through my cell phone.
I love that part. You go through my cell phone, you're in this line of order.
Right. Well, and you know, I bet that was just a complete pleasurable ride to the precinct.
Oh, wow.
Too.
Sure it was. If, oh my goodness!
If those officers didn't have a drink after they got off done with their shift, I would be really surprised.
They may have gotten drunk on the ride over there. There's some alcohol coming off of her breath.
Well, there's that. But you know, that's something that I don't understand either. Is that, you know, and I'm speaking in generalities. You know, obviously it's, you can't say this is 100% all the time, but in general, the folks that don't want to wear masks tend to lean on the right side of the fence, right?
Yeah, generally from what I've seen.
And so isn't it also part of, you know, being on the conservative side, isn't it like, don't you have respect for the authorities and the law and you support the blue line and that whole thing?
Law and order.
Right. Yeah, the party of law and order. You said it best. So it's very contradictory. That that, you know, that these folks decide that they, you know, that they're not going to support law and order when it comes to wearing a piece of fabric on their face. And
I think it comes down to law and order for everybody but me.
Exactly. That's right. And when it doesn't fit my narrative, then it's bad news. So, all right. Well, let's get out of here. Tomorrow night, Mark Stone, the musician, New Orleans musician, will be on with us talking about the Fridays from the Funky Uncle. And don't forget the Pels take on the Blazers at 8 o'clock tonight, so you want to check that out. And that's going to do it for us, and we're just going to play Gloria. Have a good night. Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales,